High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And joining me on the line right now to tell me how ALTA is tackling PPE corruption is their chief legal officer, Stephanie Fick. Morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. And you?
Very well, thank you. All right. So, Stephanie, what is ALTA doing about tackling corruption from, you know, a civil society point of view? What are you doing on our behalf?
Well, firstly, we look at the facts out there, and we are very reliant on whistleblowers that trust us with the inside information, so that we're lucky we have a team of investigators and we have a legal department, so we then look at that facts, put the cases together, and then we are very privileged because of all the support that we can then go lay criminal complaints or lay complaints at the public protector, hold to account, for example, attorneys at the legal counsel, or lay a complaint at SAICA. We've seen recently that SAICA has found Anosh Singh guilty. So we are very privileged that we are trusted with information, and really there's a shout out to whistleblowers that trust us with the information so that we can do something with it. And the same with the PPE. We requested people, if you do have information with regards to PPE, to please send it to us so that we can break this corruption down and hold people to account, because that is important.
So I imagine that ALTA also works with, independent investigative journalist units like Amabangane. I mean, do you work together with them as they're investigating? You know, you take the information, and do you have a relationship with them?
Yes, I do think that we do have a special relation, and sometimes you get facts that you can share with the journalist, because through state capture we saw the value of and the courage of certain journalists to put the sheer corruption that was happening out there so that people can actually know about it.
Yeah.
So yes, I do think we try to have a relationship with everybody, not specific investigative journalists. And yes, because they do have, like civil society has got a very important role to play, because, we have a voice and we need to start using it. So does in investigative journalists. I think there's a lot of stories we would not have known about if it wasn't for some of the brave individuals 100%. That was willing to put these facts out there.
Sure. So what is ALTA doing? I mean, what cases have you got? What are you following up in terms of PPE corruption at the moment?
Well, what we did is we also have a system. So we what we can do is sort of data mining, so that we can put all the evidence in there and then see what we come up with. But we were very interested in the fact, and we will also work with the medical council, is that a lot of the suppliers were not even registered to sell these PPEs. So that's a very interesting angle, which, one would again, and I heard you say, these are some of the most vulnerable people that was, maybe there's someone out there that got equipment that wasn't proper, that was something wrong with it. So we are very interested in that angle, and also obviously investigate the fact that there were, companies that, weren't registered like 2 months ago, and then they get this huge tender. That was one of it. And the fact that some of the PPE equipment was obviously sold, the government bought it at exorbitant prices. So that is sort of the angles we are concentrating on, and hopefully we can do something quickly so that we can start holding the corrupt to account.
Exactly. Until people are made to be accountable for corruption, and I'm talking about even the highest echelons of government,
yes,
not going to vote for you unless you have tackled this.
Yes, of course.
We can't be discussing this 22 years later, and we're still talking about how we're going to. It's what we have done. Show us what you have done. But I mean, I'm thinking to lockdown five, I remember every Tom, Dick and his Jack Russell were selling PPE because people weren't working. They weren't earning. Some people had lost their jobs and this was an opportunity. I mean, as lay people, who even knew that you needed to be registered in order to import masks from China?
There is a, you know, a well-known sort of legal principle that is not an excuse. If you want to start importing diamonds or you want to manufacture certain things, if that is your business, then you should know what is applicable on your business. So all that tells me is it is that companies were looking for a quick buck. I mean, why not sell a mask for 3, 4, 5 times the value and government that's willing to buy that? So you know what? It's not an excuse. If you want to make that a business and in something like the reason why we wore masks is to protect ourselves against the COVID-19. So, you know, there's a responsibility on you. And I just think that people did not see that. It was all, some of it. I mean, we can't say all of it, but some of the, you know, the people just saw money. That was all that it was about. Not about South Africans and keeping South Africans safe and, you know, being a barrier against a virus that was, you know, taking the country by storm.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, we saw that there were a number of judgments that were published by the Competition Commission about retailers who were, you know, who had sent up the price of PPE. So would, you know, would your cases follow the same thing? Would it go to the Competition Commission or would it actually go into the courts?
No, what we want, you know, accountability.
Yeah.
So we would like to formulate charges and hand it over to the police and any other, you know, where there is a penalty clause, where there is steps that you can take against the individuals that let us down. Because like you said, I mean, it really is that people should be held accountable. And if that also means, you know, accountability, there's various levels of accountability. Yes, we want to see the people in orange overalls. Yes, that's first prize. But we also like to see that people are held accountable in positions, that the person that's responsible for giving a tender to a company that hasn't dealt with PPEs and was, you know, responsible for the fact that government bought PPEs at exorbitant prices, that there's disciplinary steps taken against that person, that this person is no longer employed, you know, by government. So that, you know, there's, like I said, you know, there's various levels of accountability, but we need to start somewhere. And people really need to be removed from positions if they are not going to look after, you know, South Africa and South Africans.
Stephanie Fick, Chief Legal Officer at ARTA, thank you so much for your time this morning. I wish you a wonderful day. And thank you for shedding some light on this.
It's only a pleasure. Lovely talking to you.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Yeah, interesting.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.